I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You but guys with good credit.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Well, for longtime listeners of this show, you know a big topic of ours is credit. And for some of our listeners, fixing bad credit has been something we've discussed. Well, today's show is for those of you out there who have successfully followed the steps to improve their credit score.
And you're
and you happen to now be in a better financial situation, but, and this is a big but you have credit cards that have an APR that reflect the old you or the old lower credit score.
Can't have that.
First off, Sean, can we let the people know what APR is? I know that, you know, everyone should know, but just break that down.
Okay, sure, I feel attacked. Go ahead.
Sure we can. Well, welcome, Matt, to the show. Welcome, Karen, to the show. You want me to define it? Sure. People often wonder if interest rates and APR are the same thing. In truth, they are actually two different types of values, particularly when it comes to your mortgage. An interest rate usually refers to the basic monthly interest that is applied to your debt. The annual percentage rate, or as they say, APR, refers to the yearly interest plus any account maintenance or yearly fees that apply to your account. In this light, APR gives you a better idea of what you'll be expected to pay per year, while the interest rate allows you to calculate the monthly payments on your debt.
Sean, what about Sean?
Did I give you that Hollywood voice? I tried to give you that Hollywood.
Did I give you
Mr. Gray voice? Did it come out like you didn't know what I was? That was what I was going for.
But I have a follow-up, Mr. Hollywood. What about APR when it comes to credit cards specifically, and what are normal rates?
Well, currently, Matthew, average credit card APR is around 14.87%. Reward credit cards tend to have higher APR, averaging about 16.25%. But if you have bad or average credit, then it means you could have an APR up to 30%, Matt.
That's what?
30%?
That's wild, guys. What?
That's crazy, Karen.
Karen, can you give a Hollywood voice now? Can you give a Hollywood voice?
Listen, no. My voice is a Hollywood voice, baby. So, listen, let's say you used to have a 550 credit score, which I guess is not good, and you have credit cards with 30% APR, which is wild. But after putting in the work to raise your credit score, now you sit here today before us with a 715 or better credit score. Shouldn't you have an APR that reflects your good credit life that you're now living instead of your bad credit life that you are no longer identifying with?
I would think you totally should have a good credit APR.
Don't assume because your credit ran up that people are going to recognize it and adjust your interest rates.
The good news is the process of getting your credit card rate lowered, it involves a few steps. It shouldn't take any more than 15 to 20 minutes, and it doesn't require any advanced negotiating skills. Hmm. It just takes getting the right information in your hands and the right person on the phone. Sean, you know, why don't you give us step one in negotiating with credit card companies or just the strategy in lowering your APR? What would you do first?
I'm scared. Okay, I need help. Go ahead. Tell me.
I'm going to quote, I'm not going to name the artist because you know what it is, but you know, this is my favorite one. I'm a flirt.
Ooh, Sean, flirt. I just want to slow clap this performance. Woo! Go on, yes. An instantly recognizable song, of course.
Yeah, Sean, we're talking.
I'm a flirt.
Sean, we're talking. Sean, we're talking credit cards here. We're not your love life. Why are you bringing? You said you're a flirt. I don't understand.
Oh yes, we didn't even get past that word. Go ahead. Flirt with what, Sean?
Flirt with other credit cards. It all comes together, guys. Come on.
Oh, I will go ahead and take yourself out of the gutter. Come together with you. So, what does
that
even
mean? Right. Flirt with other credit cards, okay? Every customer's circumstances are different. First, assess your own situation and have a goal for improving it. If you now have a solid credit score, you can potentially collect some competitive offers with lower interest rates. In other words, show your credit card company that you're serious about dating someone else. You know, I'm interested in somebody else. They got, you know, they got more going on. And, you know, and you could take your balance elsewhere. Flirt, Karen. What do you got?
Okay. Well, honestly, you don't even have to try. It's kind of like being a woman. You can just wait for offers to come to you. But the point is, you can probably collect a stack of competitive offers simply in your junk mail by letting it pile up for a month. I know with my, I'm going to go ahead and call it average credit. I get credit card offers all the time. And that, my friends, is called leverage. In that stack, you may find plenty of balance transfer offers from other credit card companies offering temporarily lowered rates for transferring your balance. Asterisk, you still have to pay it off on time every month, blah, 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 blah. Read the fine print. But, and we get into gray territory of using one card to pay off another card. But if it means exchanging a high APR for a low one, it could be worth the maneuver.
All right. Also, you can spend a few minutes checking all the major credit card companies' websites for their balance transfer rates. Ideally, you want to find 3 to 4 offers for a long-term rate around 10%. Some offers may be temporary, like for 12 months or less. But but do your research. You'll probably find some better deals than your 30% APR.
And by research, that means like a 30-second Google search. Like, so easy. I would do it. If I listened to this podcast as a listener of the podcast.
And you do listen to this podcast, Karen.
Then yes. I, as a listener of the podcast.
Thank you.
I would do a little googly goog and get on it.
Okay, this one is funny for me because if you're seeking to negotiate your rate as a last resort before bankruptcy or debt settlement, you can let them know that as well. Many people in trouble situations may inquire about closing their accounts altogether because it's too expensive to maintain. It's funny because in Brooklyn, in 141 Livingston Street is not only the landlord-tenant court, but it's also like if you're having debt problems, negotiating court, debt court. And I've actually been in there and I had to go in as a landlord and gone to the debt court and hear them like negotiating with the lender, the judge, and they always used to give a break. Like you can, and it's kind of entertaining, to be honest. I don't want to sound kind of morbid about it, but yeah, heartless. But but most times your lender, they really just want to get their money back and they will negotiate the rate with you if you're in a troubled situation.
Well, that leads me into my bit of this podcast, which is step 2. Have a heart-to-heart. This is where I personally shine. These are the two areas where I shine, running up credit card debt and having heart-to-hearts. So try to work it out with your creditors. Honestly, they want your money. They are open to talking about it. And it is like a relationship that's on the rocks or, you know, I have found that when I'm overwhelmed with something, whether it be work or whatever, communication is the key. It's always better to not hide from it, which is kind of my brand. Communication is key. Grab your credit card, flip it over, call the customer service number on the back. Honestly, the people who work for the credit card company are not the credit card company. They're just people who work for them and they're pretty nice. And if you're like, look, this is scary and hard for me and I want to pay you guys back, but I need like to discuss some options. You're not the first person who's called them up and said that. So they should be pretty cool. They're not going to yell at you. They're not supposed to yell at you. Why would they? That would be so abusive. Tell them also, be smart, that you've received numerous offers for a much lower interest rate from other credit card companies, but you don't want to have to move your balance to another company. You'd rather, do business with these guys. Yeah. So what can you do for me? It's a really good way to open their heart.
Also, remember, there's no risk in asking to lower your APR. Unlike some other balance reduction techniques, such as debt settlement, simply asking for a reduction in your APR does not show up on your credit report, nor does it require hiring any professional help.
Yeah, you're getting all the professional help right here in Two Black Guys with Good Credit.
Amen.
And if you're also calling for assistance as a last resort, you can potentially let them know that you're inquiring about closing your account, but would rather try to negotiate. You know, we're just trying to say, be humble, you know, don't call with an attitude either. Like, these people like are not the ones that are intentionally trying to do you wrong. They just work for the company. And I always use that line. I said, it's not a personal attack on you. I'm just trying to, you know, when I'm angry, I was just like, I'm just trying to express myself. So I apologize if you think it's personal, but it isn't. So lowering your interest rate as an alternative to other debt settlement solutions can be particularly helpful when your debt has become overwhelming. Many credit card companies are willing to offer a deal if you are thinking about leaving. Whatever your situation, you don't necessarily have to take no for an answer. You know me, I'm not a friend. I don't believe in no. Like, no means no way, no me, not me, no, no, yes. I changed it to a yes, Matt.
That was a confusing, touchy subject of consent that you just made it about. But the point being, in a financial context, you don't necessarily financially have to take no for an answer just in this one.
Well, let me just add, if a customer service representative, CSR, says that, look, we're talking to, like, you were talking to a customer service representative, Karen, like, not on
in a customer service context.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Wow.
Lowering a rate isn't impossible. Ask to speak to the supervisor. I love that. Like, they'll get into their spiel, and I'll be like, can I speak to the supervisor? Yeah, like, I just cut them off in the middle of their spiel. Like, I'm not trying to hear the gatekeeper. If you refuse, ask your representative's full name and customer service identification number. What's your number? That usually puts a little fear into the person, and they will want to hand you off ASAP.
I don't have enough boomer in me to pull that off. I'm too nice. I'm a millennial. I tip for bad service.
You just took the words out of my mouth. Yeah, you're the woman that tips the person.
They'll cut my skin a little, like when they, you know, on a manicure, like they'll cut my cuticle and I'll bleed a little. That lady gets a tip.
With your Mrs. Nice Guy persona, how do you deal with it, Karen?
All right, so here's what I do. I use a technique called being nice to people, which Sean didn't get the memo. But when you do get the customer service manager, which is probably the person that you've kind of needed to talk to from the start, you're going to want to make your pitch again, but be even nicer this time. Be super nice and be humble. And be sure to tell this agent how much you've enjoyed having your account with the company and how much you'd like to just keep it there. Because it's such a pain in the butt to just do all this other stuff. And also explain your case. Show a little vulnerability. Being a little vulnerable can pay off. It's a way of connecting. There's at least a 50% chance, we estimate, if not better. I don't know the
calculus. I don't know the calculus
on that, but there's at least a 50% chance mathematically that your request will be granted.
That's mathematically.
ran it through the two black guys algorithm and we came at 50%. So that's really worth
it. We're sticking with that.
Even if the company won't match a competitor's rate, they may agree to some rate reduction, meet you in the middle, and any reduction in the rate will save you money. And the higher the reduction agreed upon, obviously, the better. So,
all right, Karen, I like your nice gal approach. But right now, we got to take a nice commercial approach to a little sponsor break. So stay tuned for more Two Black Guys with Good Credit as we discuss how you negotiate a lower APR. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Nice.
Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Today, it's all about negotiating a lower APR. You've done all the work to get your credit score in order. You fixed your credit from bad to okay to decent to now good.
I feel attacked. Back off, Matt.
now you've climbed into the realm of, like, you're over 715, 727. Like, you're climbing, but your credit cards are still looking like they were looking when you had the low credit score. You got the jacked up APR, 30%, like just staring at you. Like, this is just wrong. So
you don't deserve that.
Sean and Karen have broken down, like, some strategies, you know, basically flirt with other credit card companies, see what's out there, have a heart to heart with your credit card company and let them know, like, hey, I would love to stay, but I'm going to go if you can't, you know, adjust my rate. So now that brings us to what to do after you've done all of these things. You have to make a decision. So if you are able to get your rate lowered, get them to put that in writing. You know, sometimes they can double talk you and you think you won this negotiation, and then maybe in the fine print or your bill, it's not really showing up. So get this in writing. You know, plenty of people get that promise, but only to find the flim flam. So you want to get it in writing. Additionally,
no flim flam for you.
No flim flam.
We hate flim flam for you.
Promises are comforts to a fool, bro. Promises are comforts to a fool.
Exactly. Get it in writing. So also, a credit card company's agreement to lower rates can be loaded with conditions that will raise your rate as high as it was or even higher than before if you fail to pay your bill on time or keep your balance under the credit limit. So make sure you're following the terms and conditions, and you know, and make sure you still want to be in business with this credit card. But just, you know, check, dot your I's and cross your T's, people.
That's excellent advice. And secondly, make sure that the money you save on interest actually goes towards reducing your credit card or other debt. So reduce the principal so you're not paying all this interest. This isn't the time to like spend it and go shopping or blow off some steam on a vacation with the extra money you're saving. Like the whole point is to get out of this debt, because debt is a crushing burden that hurts not only the wallet, but the soul. And keep making payments in the same amount as you were making before your rate was reduced. And let's get out of debt in 2022.
Okay. Lastly, okay, if your credit card company says no, listen, this is a time where this is about the movement time. Like, we want to make sure we're getting treated fairly. There ain't no discrimination going on. Like, I need to know rules and procedures for why you didn't accept me. How do I get rate reductions in your company? What can I do to better myself moving forward? Like, push the envelope a little, you know. Don't just accept the no and not with not some kind of answer and that you can do better. You know, maybe there's a time period. When can I hit you up again? Where can you reconsider or put consideration to what you said no towards? You know, don't just walk away and accept no, put your head down in the sand and that's it. You know, push the envelope a little. And ultimately, if better rates or terms are offered somewhere else, then go there. Or if they ask them if they have any idea of changing the rates anytime soon, then figure that out. But it's like, you know, query a little bit more so you can even have a better game plan if the opportunity presents itself again. That's what I'm saying, man.
All right. I feel you. Well, let me break this down and boil it down to some of our key takeaways from today's show. You know, like I said, it's all about negotiating a lower APR. You put in the work to get your credit in order. So now you want your credit cards to reflect that. So takeaway number one is, you, the customer, can negotiate with credit card companies for lower interest rates. You can do that. You are allowed to do that. You are not stuck with your 30% interest rate or your 30% APR if that's what you started out with. And then takeaway number two is understanding that requesting this lower rate does not affect your credit scores. You know, it shouldn't affect your credit score or credit account at all. You are allowed to do this, and it's not going to be a hit on your credit. So that is, to me, the key takeaway. Sean, why don't you give us the bottom line here?
Well, Matt, my bottom line is, remember that at the end of the game, your balance is usually a valuable asset to that credit card company. They need you. Without you as a customer, the company loses the ability to earn a very attractive rate of return. By expressing in a non-confrontational way, Matt, that direct manner that you would like the company's help to help you keep you as a customer, there's a good chance they'll grant you a request and most likely put you in a lower rate.
You have literally nothing to lose. I mean, they could say no, but they probably won't. It'll just take you a little bit of time and a little bit of getting over not wanting to do it. But everyone with a credit card balance, especially a substantial credit card balance, should maybe give this a shot. It's like a little Google and a little time on the phone and could save you actually a lot of money. So why not?
Alternatively, if your credit card company refuses to budge, you can always turn to that pile of balance transfer offers on your desk or on the kitchen table that, you know, these other companies have been making you. So long as they are among the best balance transfer cards out there, switching to a new card could be your ticket to a lower interest rate. So, you know, like I always say, nothing changes if nothing changes. And if you've changed your credit card, your credit score, well, your APR should be changing as well. So take these tips to heart and get after it. I'm Matt Smith for Two Black Guys with Good Credit, and I'm out.
And I'm Karen Margolis, one third of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And I always say that it doesn't matter what you did previous to listening to this episode. It matters what you do after you've listened to us talk. So you're good. Yeah. I hope you've been taking notes and you got this.
I'm Sean Linda, the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And all I'm going to say, go low, go low. Go lower that APR. You go, girl. Lower that APR. Bring it down. And don't accept no. No is not part of the equation. I'm the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. Your money is your money. Keep it in your damn pocket. go low, and I'm out. Black guys.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.